you something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
That's Disturbed right there inside the fire, which we have been for two solid days. And somebody just emailed me, Jose Miza, the guy who does all the animation stuff. He emailed me and he said, now I understand the hashtag Me Too movement. I feel like I've been assaulted for 2 days. It's true. It was rough. It was rough today. Let's recap real quick. Let me get back on that. I'll get to the entertainment in a second. Let's recap our six. That will be going. The sixth one on the list, of course, is The Crimes.
Throw your ass in the mail. Baby, wanna kiss my tail. Throw your ass in the mail. Baby, wanna kiss my tail.
All right, I like that. Number five is going to be Bro Mom. How unclean that was yesterday. Four was Silence the Voice.
This is what we are. Too quick to shed our emotions.
Number three, The Gittimores.
I went in my garage. I found my dad's old records. And they were burnt up by the heat. Arizona, I love you. Even though you lack good things to do.
I like the Gittimores. Number two is Architects Collide. I know it's Architects. I heard what Brady heard. We both heard the N-word in that.
No, you
didn't. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Was it?
No. It's not really that. Okay. Boy, it comes across that way when you don't know the lyrics. And number one, the winner of the on-air portion of the show, Fairy Bone. Solid song right there. All of them, actually, we got the best five, six. We got the best five, six.
Doesn't sound too bad right there.
Yeah, no, that was all right. That sounded all right. Especially that Gittimores.
Today was
Arizona,
awful.
Arizona, I love you. Even though you lack good things to do.
Don't show up late to the Gittimores set because you're going to miss it. Their songs are a minute and a half.
Good. That's what we need from more of these Playdio bands.
I know. Less I'm just telling people.
All right, now let's go through the
they
bottom
have 50
three.
50 songs on their EP.
Oh, which, okay,
each,
hang on.
Each state. They
we
say
give,
about each state.
Give the bottom three some credit for putting their wieners out on the table and getting them hacked off here. So they get more. Maybe somebody out there loves them and goes to their website and says, I became a fan because of this. I think that we've made the words Nick Stevens and Tautitus verbs.
So those are definitely the bottom two. Yeah. Who's the third?
Cecilia Satori.
Oh, yeah. You're giving it to her. Okay.
Let's have Cecilia first. Cecilia Satori with Nick Stevens on drums. It's true.
It's twice he was in this.
There we go, Cecilia.
Glycerin.
Never alone. What are you doing?
No, you came in late.
In the summer,
came
loving.
In late, dude. He's doing with the cymbals.
What was wrong with your regular drummer that Nick had to guest as the drummer?
Butter me.
All right. And then Space Marble, the Nick Stevens solo project.
Jesus.
That is a kid's symbol. After midnight, rocking.
I think Wes and Willis got one on
set. Get rid of me.
Yes, you can.
You can't get rid of me. Said you can't get rid of me.
Because I'm human herpes.
Every other band is going in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God, yeah.
And then finally, Tautitus with, I swear to God, maybe the worst song I've ever heard.
That's Eric's favorite part.
Yeah.
That hook.
just makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Metal yodeling.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. There were three guys in the band, and all three of them said, yeah, that's
cool. Yeah, that's good. We're kind of a combination of Bjork and Nick Stevens.
That's a great bio.
Anyway, those are, thank you guys for entering anyway. Now quit doing music and get jobs. Starbucks. I think Tripp said Starbucks is hiring.
Find a way to charge.
A lot of holidays. If UPS does a ton of hiring.
Oh, yeah.
Too. You don't know.
And Amazon.
That'll keep you guys away from recording equipment. Amazon's doing a ton too. You're right. Yeah, Brady's right. Get on that.
Top five, we'll six. Pay attention to
the
your
top
email.
Five, six. You're going to get some emails and some calls later today. And Toledo's going to be all over you to get the top five, six. Actually, we got a pretty good top five, six. That'll be a good show tonight. That'll be fun. And I know Fairy Bones can bring it. The Dittamores are on my list, and everybody else sounded really good in the recap. So tonight at Copper Blues, just to watch your eyebrows go up and feel the pain. Of local music crushing it. Hopefully we get some good performances tonight. We'll have a winner tomorrow, and they'll get $1,500 cash money. And by the way, Whistle, last year's winner, emailed over and said, we took our money and put it into some equipment and some touring stuff, and they did South by Southwest, and they've done a bunch of shows, so they're actually doing fairly well for themselves. And they didn't fit the genre of what we do. They were kind of a bluesy rock, and they were great. So Whistle, your reign is over as of tomorrow. Your song will play all the way until the beginning of next year. But they've put a very helpful video up. We'll post on our Facebook page a little bit. We'll do it over and over for the winner so they know how to do this.
There's Djar.
Djar. The last guy said, thanks for the opportunity, guys. I will certainly consider some of the critiques. Nate.
Some.
Yeah. No, and you don't have to do that either. It's
no,
just
absolutely.
Upon first hearing, people who don't know you, that one just seemed to miss a dynamic. I think there's something there.
You're no Nick Stevens.
You're not Nick Stevens.
That disagree maybe, with John, but there. That's why opinions
yeah, you didn't
vary.
Like it. Toledo didn't like it. I thought there was something there. It's just
Toledo hopes you die.
Yeah,
in
Toledo
the
thought
hell.
You were Nick Stevens. I don't mind Nick. What did you have such a problem with Djar? Were you raped by a Djar once?
Yep.
Show me on the Djar where he touched you. It's time for the entertainment drill, and we can get the hell out of here. Thank you to everybody. I like the emails. You guys write this show for us, which is great. So, Pladio, up and down. No complaining. All of you got a format and a forum you would have never gotten. Oh, by the way, our own John Gordon's band should have entered his song Dead Have Seen the End from Uncle Leo, which I like. Your eyebrows, Uncle Leo. The Dead Have Seen the End is a song you should get on Spotify and where are you?
SoundCloud.
Because that was really solid. You guys should have entered, but you're an employee. You can't. We'll play it later. We'll play it another time, John, when all this is gone. All the taste of this isn't in our mouths. I can't wait to go to Tactical Black. I'm putting my hand through a bag today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do
a lot of anger to get out today.
Go out there to reactdefense.com, which brings you the entertainment drill. Home of Tactical Black, cruising in to the holidays with Tactical Black Friday. They're going to be throwing out specials. Go to reactdefense.com. Find out how you can save money and possibly lives. No joke. With your reactdefense.com gift cards for the holidays. They got a whole bunch of stuff they're doing, and you can check it out, reactdefense.com. The most fun I've ever had doing any sort of workout, and I'm learning a ton, and it very well could save my life or someone close to me. That's pretty important. I'm listening to stuff on the news last night, and they said, do you know what to do in case of a shooting? I'm like, oh, man, it's starting to happen. And you know what I was happy to say? Kind of, yeah, I do, which is great. So get on over there, reactdefense.com. Home of Tactical Black Friday. Brady! Entertain me.
Heather Locklear's psychiatrist and her lawyer, they both made the call. Lockdown.
Yeah.
5150 again. She's
she's going bananas.
Yeah.
So you can put her away, right, for that?
5150, you can drop her. Yeah,
anyone?
The state can put her down.
Yeah, they have the right.
Yeah. I think they can euthanize her now after three. Third time, and that's enough. We're not going to spend any more money on this.
California does have three strikes.
Yeah. T.J. Hooker was not that good. Dynasty was not that good. We can put her down.
If you want to date Tiffany Haddish,
yeah.
She's looking for three things. Credit score has to be over 700.
What have I been saying for years?
No kids.
Ah!
And have your own place.
Dude! This is exactly what I've been saying for years. Not in the running. This is my philosophy, Brady.
Yeah.
I remember the furrowed eyebrows and goes, you can't ask someone when I first brought this up years ago. You got to find out a credit score right off the bat. Don't screw around with some deadbeat credit person. Some guys will go, oh, 520, but my roommate and I are making it work. Run.
The 2019 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is out.
Okay.
You got 15 holdovers from previous years, 20 new candidates. Mariano Rivera, Roy Halladay, Todd Helton, Andy Pettit.
Helton, for sure.
Pettit should get it. I think Mariano Rivera.
Lance Berkman, Miguel Tejada.
Not sure on Berkman.
Yeah, no, no.
Roy Oswalt.
Not sure on Tejada.
And it's Edgar Martinez's last year of eligibility.
Come on,
he got 70.4% last year. You need 75.
It's baseball talk, but if you're going to have the DH as a position, you can't later say, well, it's not a real position. It's in the game. Yeah, it's part of the game, and he was the best designated hitter ever. I hate that argument. It's like, well, he's a designated hitter. Well, he's part of the game. You let him play. You can't diminish his position that you invented, baseball. Take away the DH, and maybe he's not a Hall of Famer, but he's the best DH ever. So, yeah. He's in.
Got a Christmas suggestion. Nice little Christmas present. Two Oscar movies are hitting the auction block next month. You got 1936 Clark Gable's Mutiny on the Bounty for sale.
Buy the DVD.
1948. You can buy the film. It's yours.
I don't want that.
Gentleman's Agreement with Gregory Peck.
I bet you the DVD's cheaper. Get that for like $20.
Katy Perry tops the list, the highest paid women in music last year, $83
million. God.
Then Tay-Tay Swift got $80
million. She's done well. They have a beef still.
Your girl Britney still pulls in $30 million. She rounds out the top 10.
Megan's trying to – remember when we went to that hip-hop show, Eric, that 80s thing?
Yeah.
And it was just like, this was terrible. And then Megan all of a sudden misremembered the entire event and wanted to go again the next year. I'm like, what are you not remembering about how bad the first one was? She's doing the same thing with that Britney Spears show. We went there to have fun in Vegas, and it's like, this is fun. And then I'm like, yeah, the fun wore off midway through, like the novelty of it. I sat down. I told her, I'm like, if it wasn't for all the people around us, kind of people watching, I'd have left. And she goes, yeah, me too. And she's terrible. Britney's doing another residency, and Megan's like,
yeah. I think she read her reviews, and she's going to want to try harder.
I'm like, she's not. She's going to take the money. What are you thinking? We were bored to tears after the first 20 minutes. We were laughing at it.
But you were you always talk about stuff so bad you want to see it.
But that's how bad this was. I didn't want to see this again. It wasn't.
You bought a T-shirt.
Britney. I love her. I still want to bang Britney. There's no doubt about that. It has nothing to do with her music at all or her career. I find her hilarious because she's crazy, and her shirts were incredible. But it's not even Hate Watch fun. It got boring.
Boring.
Hate Watch is different than boring. Just because I hate it.
I like the train wreck of that 90s show.
Oh, my God.
That was classic.
I'll do that. The first time. But if you remember, by the end of that, we were both sitting down like, all right, that's enough. And
well,
we left early.
Yeah.
And
would you pay to see the Turtles again?
No, we left during Vanilla Ice.
Not again.
No.
But I want another spectacle like that because it was so awful.
I'm into spectacles. But that one was like, I have to recognize that I don't enjoy the entire spectacle. Like, hate watching something has to be all the way through.
The breaks in between
stuff. Awful.
No doubt. Just get it over with.
It was a train
wreck. Too long.
Yeah.
British people apparently pronounce Blink 182 as Blink 182.
Okay.
And your boy, Tekashi 69.
News? Breaking news.
in the States, the colonies, they always say Blink 182. Idiots. It's clearly Blink 182. Report that over to the AP immediately.
Daft
pricks.
Tekashi 69 was arrested on racketeering charges and is apparently facing a life sentence behind bars.
Thank God.
He's been booked on 6 charges.
Next album will go triple platinum.
Yeah, exactly. He's the single most annoying person in music next to Nick Stevens.
The most serious one is discharging a firearm while committing a crime, which carries a mandatory minimum of 25 years in prison. He ramped up.
Good.
Tekashi has been involved in a lot of acts of violence, including drug deals, armed robberies, and shootings to protect his gang's drug business.
He's a horrible person, and he's just so hard to look at. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Do yourself, if you want to hate watch something, Eric, get a video of Tekashi 6ix9ine. Oh, my God, is it awful.
Glenn Danzig might put out an album of Elvis covers next year.
Wow.
He's becoming a little bit of a joke.
Well, the word becoming is kind of liberally used in that sentence.
We've been texted a defense of Nick Stevens.
All right.
Boise has 1.44 million views on YouTube.
Yeah. So did the Star Wars kid. Doesn't mean it's
here
good.
Is his 1.44 million views.
He's a one-man band. He's wearing... Is that him?
Hormel pepperoni.
This is Nick Stevens for real?
No.
I was going to say.
Like,
Hey, that's pretty
Somebody
good.
Texted us
he should have done
though.
That one. I thought that was him for real. I'm like, what was he? Why didn't he submit this? This is amazing. Hormel pepperoni.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, he really missed the boat on
his
submission.
What were you doing, man? I would watch this for days. You got a drum on your back and an accordion.
Plus, you'd send in that video, too. And,
right, that'd be your entry. Break out a trumpet? That's fantastic. I wish it was Nick Steven.
He wishes it was him.
Nick
Thank
wishes
you,
he
Texter.
Was him. Yeah. If your aspiration is to be the Hormel one-man band.
And Cecilia on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And off the vocals.
Oh, my. What a day.
Come on out tonight. We'll buy
That'll
you.
Be fun.
Yeah, please
I'm
come
not
out
buying
tonight.
Anybody.
What?
Anyway.
I'll buy him a drink.
I'm staying away
Nick
from
Stevens?
Drinking.
I'll buy Nick Stevens a drink.
Yeah, come on.
I don't
if
know.
He's eight,
if he's
20,
of age,
21.
Yeah.
If Nick Stevens comes to the thing tonight, A, I'll buy him drinks. If and only if he brings all of his instruments and destroys them in front of me.
Or at least video proof.
I want him to be the Chief Joseph of music. I shall play again, nevermore, forever, or whatever the hell the quote is. I will play forever again. What is the thing? I will fight no more forever. I will play no more forever. I am Chief
of the Nez Perce.
Yeah, that's it. Neat Nez Perce. Chief Joseph.
Butchered that like Nick
I did.
Butcher's
yeah,
no, music.
That was great.
Like I am
Nick
Chief
wrote that
Joseph.
Script. I am Chief Joseph Stevens. I shall play no more forever. We're done. Play-Doh's over. Congratulations to our 5-6 finalists. We'll see you tonight at Copper Blues around 7 o'clock. Everybody, come on down. Have fun. We'll do a little...
Meet Trip Reeb.
Oh, yeah. Trip usually pops in.
I don't know this year.
I don't know this year.
Maybe... you can meet Brady. He'll be there for sure.
Yeah, we'll all be there.
Maybe.
Maybe. If John's going to bail.
I don't know. I'll just show up at the end.
Come on.
We will see you guys tonight over at Copper Blues, downtown Phoenix. Have yourselves a fantastic Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Oh, my gosh. Shut the front door. Yeah.